Soon after the formation of NATO in 1949, the Galen Organization became the official NATO intelligence organization. It has been made public in recent years that the Galen Organization received an aggregate of $200 million in CIA funds from Alan Dulles. Much of Galen's intelligence proved questionable, although this was not known at the time, since the Russians had tight control over information behind the Iron Curtain. Galen flooded the Americans with authentic documents provided by the Bio-Russians, noted Loftus. Because the information pertained to Soviet activity in areas where verification was impossible, the Americans had no choice but to view Galen's information as genuine. In reality, most of the secret intelligence that Galen furnished came from recently arrived émigrés, Soviet newspapers, and mail from Belarus and the Ukraine. Galen went on to an illustrious career in spycraft. In 1946, he returned to Germany and began forming an intelligence organization that evolved into the Bundesnachrichtendienst, BND, or Federal Intelligence Service, in West Germany. His cadre of 350 former comrades grew to more than 4,000. True to the initial agreement, Galen became president of the BND from its inception in 1956 until 1968, when he was forced to resign in the wake of a political scandal. Following his death in 1979, Galen, a member of the Knights of Malta, was hailed as the consummate Cold War spymaster. In 2000, the CIA finally admitted its relationship with Galen. As a result of a Freedom of Information Act request from Oglesby, the agency filed an affidavit in a U.S. district court acknowledging an intelligence relationship with German General Reinhard Galen that it has kept secret for 50 years. Another forgotten connection between U.S. authorities and the Nazis was the International Criminal Police Organization, known as Interpol, which was created as the International Criminal Police Commission in 1924, the same year J. Edgar Hoover became director of the FBI. It was headquartered in Vienna, Austria. It was established to assist in international police cooperation. In 1938, following the Anschluss, or unification of Germany and Austria, the organization came under Nazi control and until the end of World War II functioned as an intelligence and enforcement arm of the Gestapo.